Good morning, church. How are y'all doing today? Y'all doing good? I know y'all are doing well. Y'all look handsome. My name is Ryan Van Zant. I'm actually from Tallahassee, Florida. Matter of fact, I'm from right around the corner here. I know Mr. White. I know Mr. Singletary. I used to run all over his property and swim in his pool at times. So this is like home to me. I used to play basketball out here on this basketball court as a youngster. So coming back here, it's almost emotional. I have family members. My grandfather and my aunt are buried out here. But as to how I got here, it's a long story. But growing up, man, God has always had a calling on my life. I've had a loving family. I grew up in a household without my father, and was just a very rebellious young man. Made very bad decisions, and really didn't care about any consequences because I was young. I didn't think consequences would catch up with me. I thought that I could avoid consequences. I was a smooth customer, I guess. But growing up, I just put myself around the wrong people. I put my role models were my older family members who were doing the wrong things. Those were the people I looked up to at the time. I thought men were people who got women and did drugs and abused alcohol. I thought that's what being a man was. So coming up, that's what I wanted to do. In high school, I just continued to hang out with the wrong people. And it got me in a lot of trouble. I ended up dropping out of high school and getting my GED. As a young man, I continued to make bad decisions, committing crimes, doing drugs, partying. My lifestyle was completely, it was a disaster. I had a one-way ticket to hell. I wasn't going to be on that train that these guys were on. And I didn't know what God had in my life. My mom was always putting in me, though, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you, and God's not going to give up on you. He is faithful. He is faithful. At age 23, I committed a crime that sent me to prison for 2 years. And at that point, I felt completely hopeless. I had a child on the way. You know, I felt like I had ruined every relationship I ever had. I had burned every bridge that I had ever come across. I lied. I stole. There was not an ounce of truth in me. I was a very deceitful person. And who I was, I didn't know my own identity. I didn't know what I was worth. I didn't know what I could be in life. I just thought my life was a disaster. Coming out of prison, I was thinking, you know, what can I do? Teen Challenge was an option for me, and that's what I did. I came here looking for a relationship for God, knowing that something had to change, but I didn't know how that was going to change. I've always thought, like David said, that I could change things myself. I always had that determination. I'm a man. I got to do it. You know, I'm not going to put my trust in anybody else or any other thing. I'm going to put it in me. A lot of times family members and friends had always let me down. I'm not going to let myself down, but that's a complete lie because I don't even know what – I can't even hold myself up. So I come here, and, you know, I didn't know if I was really willing to change. You know, I still had areas of my life that I still wanted to hold on to, and still to this day I struggle with. But, you know, since I've been here, God's completely transformed the way I think about life. You know, I have a hope now. I have a purpose. I have a calling in life. You know, and our failures, sometimes when we fall and we get caught up in our failures, you know, we beat ourselves up and we get down on ourselves. Thing is, nothing's changed. God, we're still covered by the blood. Jesus still loves us. He still went to the cross and died for us. We're still redeemed and we're still on a ticket to heaven. God loves me. God loves these brothers. And what's amazing is I come into this place with no friends, with no hope. Right now, I have 30 guys who love me to death. When they see me going through things, man, they encourage me. They let me know. They lift me up. They let me know that, man, Jesus loves you. There's hope now where there was no hope. And God is faithful. God is good. At this moment, man, you know, if my testimony could change one young man's life, one person's life, to send them down a different track in life, to give up the things that they're following, to be popular, to be a part of that cool crowd, then it's all worth it. And you know, like I said, coming back here just brings me back home. This is where I grew up. This is it means a lot to me to stand in front of y'all. I don't know all y'all, but this is a really emotional moment. You know, it's a crazy feeling to be here. But I just thank y'all for allowing me to share this opportunity with y'all. And what Teen Challenge is, man, it's a message of hope where life transformation happens, where God moves in people's lives. And that's what he's doing here. And, you know, if he can change a wretch like me, he can change anybody. Yes, So I just thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak, and thank you.